Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. In the Middle East, Turkey and Syria are major players for today and the future as well. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will reveal to us insight on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the uncertainty, a result of the Turkish referendum. It seems like it gave absolute power to Tayyip Erdogan ultimately to become the sultan or the king and maybe set up an Islamic republic.
Well, it did give him absolute power. He now has total control of the judiciary, of the education system, of the police, of all the intelligence services. He's arrested over 120,000 people since the coup in July of last year. And this was a very narrow victory, a 51.4% or so. Those are the figures that the Turkish government is putting out. He did not give the opposition any opportunity, really, to express themselves or to express their opposition to these absolute powers that Erdogan has now assumed.
Talk to me about Syria. They've moved all of their jet fighters into Russian bases. I guess they're trying to protect them from the United States or whoever.
This is after the U.S. destroyed about one-fifth of the Syrian Air Force in those cruise missile strikes after the Syrian government chemical weapons attack. The Syrians now are sheltering their air force from the United States should there be future U.S. airstrikes or cruise missile attacks, and they put them on a Russian air base in Latakia, where they have a total coverage from very advanced Russian S-300 and S-400 surface-to-air missiles. They have also the advantage of the Russian intelligence services, and so they're able to get a total visibility over the airspace over northern Syria, something that they haven't had in the past. It means that they're going to be able to see us coming should we be launching airstrikes that they don't agree with.
Ken Timmerman detailing the information about two nations, Turkey and Syria, that are key to our understanding of the future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. According to Bible prophecy, Turkey and Syria play a major role in the scenario for the Middle East in the end times. Turkey, known in biblical times as Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma, found there in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6, these four nations of the past are today modern-day Turkey. In Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, the king of the north is modern-day Syria. Now, both of these nations fit into the alignment of nations that will rise up to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, as foretold in Ezekiel chapter 38. As political events unfold in Turkey and Syria, you can see that they both are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, as mentioned in previous prophetic passages. God will use nations to fulfill His plan for the future, and especially, as we've said today, Turkey and Syria. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...